Governor Cuomo sought $250 million in workforce savings in the current state budget, which expires on March 31st. He said the money could come either through union concessions and new contracts or from up to 10,000 layoffs. The two largest state worker unions have already settled on new contracts with givebacks, though one of them, the Public Employees Federation, had to hold a second vote after the agreement was initially voted down. PEF and CSEA agreed to contracts that freeze wages for 2 years, require employees to pay more for their health insurance benefits, and 9 furlough days, which they'll be reimbursed for at the end of the contract. On Thursday, the law enforcement segment of the State Prison Guards Union, the New York State Correctional Officers and Police Benevolent Association, or NYSCOPA, settled on a new contract with the state on very similar terms. State Operations Director Howard Glazer announced the agreement.
This contract balances the shared sacrifices. It will save New Yorkers millions of dollars. It does so in a fair way. It's a win-win for the state. It's a win-win for NYSCOPA.
The union had been working without a contract since 2009. In exchange for the givebacks, union members receive greater layoff protections, Glazer says.
There's an additional level of job security in exchange for the sacrifices and the contributions that the union members have made toward meeting the state's fiscal challenges. So there is job security. It's not unlimited.
There still could be layoffs in the future if the state's economy experiences a sudden downturn or if more prisons are closed. New York shuttered 8 prisons and 4 work camps last year, but nearly all of the guards and other staff were transferred to new jobs. The governor has not proposed any new closures in his budget for next year. And the layoff threat remains for the majority of the correctional officers, as well as other outstanding unions that have not yet agreed to a contract. The law enforcement officers represent just 1,600 of the 26,000 members of NYSCOPA. Union President Don Rowe says talks are still ongoing, but he praised the Cuomo administration negotiators for achieving the agreement with at least a portion of the union.
It was difficult times we faced, but both sides did it with respect, and they deserve a lot of credit for identifying our members' needs and respecting the job they do for New York.
United University Professions, the third largest public workers union, still has not settled its contract with the Cuomo administration. UUP represents 35,000 SUNY professors and support staff, as well as doctors, nurses, and medical technicians at the state university medical centers. A spokeswoman for the union says the two sides are talking regularly and were meeting Thursday and Friday. The union's website says the talks have reached a new phase with more extensive discussions. The union representing the state police has also not yet agreed to a new contract. The agreement with the law enforcement workers saves the state $12.5 million. The union members will finish voting on their contract by early March. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.